Carefully, Luke eased his way to the end of the starboard corridor. Directly in front of him was the archway and access door into the command deck, while somewhere out of sight to his left, the droidica was standing guard. He stretched out his mind to Mara, sensed that she was in mirror image position 30 meters away in the portside corridor. Bracing himself, he ignited his lightsaber and stepped out into the cross corridor. The droidica was, as he'd surmised earlier, standing with its back to the command deck wall, midway between the two access doors. Its shield popped on as its sensors detected Luke's movement, its gun swiveling as it tracked toward him. "Yes, it's me," Luke called. "Come on, have at it." The droidica obliged with a burst of blaster fire. Luke's lightsaber flashed back and forth, deflecting the shots as he slowly reversed direction back the way he'd come. He made it back to the corner and ducked back to safety. Closing down his lightsaber, he turned aft and started running down the corridor, listening between the thudding of his footsteps for the sounds of the droidica giving chase. The sounds didn't come. Frowning, he slowed to a halt, listening more closely. Still no pursuit. Reversing direction again, he returned to the corner and eased an eye around it. The droidica's response was another round of blaster fire that gouged a fresh set of pits in the metal walls. But in that single brief glimpse, Luke had seen that the droidica hadn't budged from the spot where he'd left it. Retreating a few paces down the corridor, he pulled out his comlink and thumbed it on. "Mara?"
"It doesn't seem to want to come out and play, does it?"
"No. It's apparently happy right where it is," Luke said. "On to plan two, I guess." Luke shut off the comlink and returned it to his belt. Stepping to the corner, lightsaber held ready, he charged suddenly toward the archway in front of him. The droidica must have expected a repeat of Luke's earlier, more cautious appearance. Its first spatter of fire passed harmlessly behind him as he sprinted across the cross corridor and skidded to a halt in front of the anteroom door. Abruptly, the fire coming at Luke broke off as the droidica pivoted around. Luke had just enough time to see Mara in the distance, stabbing her lightsaber in the edge of the blast door as the droidica opened fire. And now, with the droidica's attack pointed in the other direction, it was Luke's turn. Lifting his lightsaber to point horizontally, keeping a wary eye on the droidica, he jabbed the blade into the blast door beside him. Again, the droidica reacted, swiveling back around toward him. Luke brought his lightsaber up, dropping into combat focus again, as the quadruple blasters began laying down their withering rain of fire. Behind the droidica, he knew, Mara would have returned to her own assault on the command deck. If the droidica continued to play this game, eventually, both of them would make it through. The droidica had apparently figured that out too. Firing one last volley at Luke, it dropped its shield, folded back into wheel shape, and charged down the cross corridor toward Mara. Luke set off in pursuit, and barely got his lightsaber back up in time as the droidica's blasters fired a twin burst at him. He managed to block the shots, his stride faltering with the sheer unexpectedness of it. He hadn't realized it was possible for droidicas to shoot while in wheel shape. The machine fired a rolling burst at Mara, then another at Luke, as the positioning of its blasters came back to the right spot in its rotation. It fired another shot at Mara. Luke inhaled sharply, breaking into an all-out run as the droidica's strategy suddenly became clear. It was going to roll right up to Mara, moving so close that even Jedi reflexes wouldn't be fast enough to handle the shots. "Run!" he thought desperately toward her. "Get away! Now!" Mara didn't move. She'd figured out the droidica's plan too, he could sense. But instead of trying to get away, she was waiting for it, lightsaber ready, preparing to meet the destroyer head-on. Luke breathed a curse that was half anger and half fear and leaned into a sprint, driving himself desperately toward his wife. The droidica was nearly on her now. Then, even as it fired one final time from the wheel position and screeched to a halt a bare 2 meters away, Mara finally moved. She leapt forward and to the side, moving out of its line of rolling fire and lunging toward it with her lightsaber. Once again, the droidica's mechanical reflexes were too fast. It had its shield up even before it finished unrolling, bouncing her lightsaber blade uselessly off the hazy surface. The droidica continued uncurling, its blaster swinging up and out into full maneuverability again, as Mara tried to bring her lightsaber up in time. The blaster spat fire, and with a final desperate lunge, Luke hurled his lightsaber forward, directly in front of the blasters, blocking the shots. "Come on!" he shouted. Mara jumped past the droidica, plucking Luke's lightsaber out of midair as she passed it, and hit the deck running. Luke braked to a halt, snatching back his weapon from her as she shot past him. A second later, they were sprinting together toward the safety of the starboard corridor. Only it might not be as safe as Luke had expected. Behind them, he could hear the sounds as the droidica once again folded up and set itself in motion. They reached the starboard corridor and ducked around the corner.
"It's following us," Mara panted.
"I know," Luke panted back.
"Keep going.
We may have to try that lightsaber ambush after all." Again, he caught the sounds behind him just in time.
"Watch it,"
he snapped, skidding to a halt and spinning around. The droidica had stopped a couple of meters into the corridor and was in the process of unfolding.
"In there,"
Luke ordered, nodding to a cross corridor cutting across their path a couple of meters behind them. A few seconds later, they were into the corridor and out of its sight. In the distance, Luke could hear the droidica starting to fold up again and risked a quick look around the corner. If it thought it could bottle them up. But with the enemy temporarily out of its sight, the machine had apparently decided to go back to guard duty. Luke watched it finish its reconfiguration and roll almost leisurely back around the corner into the command deck corridor.
"We need a new approach, Luke."
"Let's think it through," Luke said. "We know we can't get it with the shield up. That means we have to get it before then, either while it's still rolling or else right as it stops and starts to unfold. And as we just saw, it can put its shield up before it finishes unfolding if it senses an attacker nearby," Mara pointed out. "Which means we can't let it see the attack coming," Luke agreed. "Which brings us back to some kind of ambush."
"Right," Mara agreed.
"Problem. The only place around here to hide is inside one of the rooms off the corridor, which we already tried."
"Right," Mara said.
"What we need is for it to follow us someplace more promising. Maybe aft to the turbo laser blisters, where we've got all that wreckage to set up in." Luke shook his head. "It's not going to let us do that. You saw what it did just now. With both of us clearly in sight, it still stopped 2 meters in from the command deck corridor, fired a few times, then went back to guard duty."
"It did, didn't it?"
Mara commented. "You think you could pick out the exact spot where it stopped?" Luke pulled up the memory. "Easily. Of course, there's no guarantee it'll go to the same spot the next time."
"Oh, I think there is," Mara said, smiling a sudden private smile.
"Even if this is one of the models with an autonomous brain, the Vagari can't possibly have the skill to have programmed anything fancy into it. I'm guessing it's been given its patrol parameters and is going to stick with them down to the half centimeter.